USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The White House outlines its plan to reopen the country at the daily coronavirus briefing. Dr. Deborah Birx says elderly Americans and those with underlying health conditions still need to shelter in place. Dr. Fauci says there could be some setbacks, but the CDC in Atlanta saying we are nearing the peak point in terms of deaths here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the task force, telling reporters,
members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force joined the president to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the president unveiled to America's governors. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the president has marshaled on this team.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In the headlines this hour here on USA Radio News, the U.S. investigating the lab in China where the Wuhan virus is said to have come from. In other news, in the state of California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom giving $500 coronavirus stimulus checks to illegal aliens. The state has an estimated 2 million illegals, but the number is most likely higher.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 33 points, the NASDAQ up 139 points, the S&P 500 gaining 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans saying, I told you so to Democrats about the coronavirus stimulus money. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is criticizing Democrats for blocking additional aid to a popular small business relief fund that has run dry.
The program ran out of money and shut down, just as I warned a week ago.
The senator continues.
It's absolutely surreal to see Democratic leaders treat support for workers and small businesses as something they need to be goaded into supporting.
Democrats are insisting on adding more money for hospitals and state and local governments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To international news now, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
U.S. crews issued multiple warnings via the bridge-to-bridge radio, then used the five short blasts from the ship's horns using the long-range acoustic noisemaker devices as the 11 Iranian speedboat-type vessels made several passes at the U.S. ships. The Iranian vessels crossed the bows and sterns at extremely close range, estimated at 10 yards. U.S. Navy Forces Central Command out of Bahrain tells us their commanding officers retained the inherent right to act in self-defense. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.